The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. Am I correct?
No.
I mean, now, why would I forget? I mean, I drive the bus at times, spend time with my wife and my five boys at times, and then I get to take care of you kids. Right? Right? Jake, you're the host here, right?
That's my most appreciated part.
Yeah, and then I speak, and, you know, we've been in Michigan now, and I've done an event every night. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen.
And why would I forget? I mean, come on, let's think about that. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. And if you'd like to be a part of my Twitter account, you can follow me. I feed it constantly. That is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And, folks, the phones are inaccessible again until Monday. And why is that? Because we are on tour. And actually, the studio that we're broadcasting from right now, all the studios are taken up. And so the phone in lines are not available. So sorry about that. We'll get you hopefully maybe even on Saturday. We'll see what happens here. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what's interesting here is if you go online, you can check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. We were just in Michigan. I can't tell you the name of these places. It's Jim Chiota's Tea Party. Ottawa County Patriots, we just did that event, and then we did one yesterday and the day before, and we're posting constantly as to what we're doing, where we're at. We're giving you pictures. We're giving you live video, audio, the whole shebang. And again, if you'd like to see what's going on, we're not just out there talking about what needs to be done. We're being a part of the answer. We're not complaining about what we tolerate. We're actually dealing with issues to bring about what we tolerate, in some cases, to resolve. And that seems to be foreign to the American people. Resolve, resolve, resolve. And how do you bring forth resolve? Justice, the guardian of liberty. We need to put our foot down, as I share at the Tea Parties over and over and over again. Friends, government does not have the right to break the law, no more than you do. The government works for we the people. They're an extension of who we are and who we allow them to be. So it's not us against them. We're all in this together. So again, friends, if you'd like to check out those pictures, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you don't have Facebook available, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, Heather, why don't you jump on the other mic with me really quick. Friends, yesterday when I was talking to this particular Tea Party, the more I begin to present the topic of abortion and I see what's going on out there, I am literally blown back by how obvious it is as to what they advocate, who they really are. For those that didn't know, President Barack Hussein Obama, the president of corporate America, interestingly enough, he advocated the abortion, the murder of innocent babies, over 241 times while he was in Senate for 142 days. He was adamant about making sure that your babies are dead before they come out of the womb, if that may be the case, which we're finding out now that that's not the case. In other words, it doesn't matter to him if they come out alive or dead or whatever the case is. He just wants to make sure they're snuffed out. And how do I know that? Recently, it was about a month ago, we were in Missouri. They had a memorial, and the memorial was for babies. And it was an abortion clinic that was shut down, and I walked in there, and it was very sobering. And as I looked around, I seen the tools that these doctors use. And right when I looked at the tools, I turned around, and I think it was Jake that was in the room, the other guy that was in the room with me. And as I turned around and looked at it, I said, there's no question as to what these doctors are doing. They know exactly what they are doing. These tools are there to clamp the baby's head and crush the baby's skull. The president of these United States, friends, just so you understand what you're up against, he wanted to make sure, out of the 241 times that he voted to make sure the baby was murdered in or out of the womb, he wanted to make sure if the baby came out alive that there would be another doctor in the room to make sure that that baby was snuffed out. Mob term. Snuffed out. But that's what he wanted to make sure of. And you look at this smiling brother in the White House, and you sit back and you think he's there to do you any good, folks, you have got to be seriously out of your mind. Now let me go back to my point. When I went and took a look at those tools, I was horrified. There was no more question in my mind as to what this was about. It had nothing to do with choice. We know that 1% is health risk. And 93% are for social reasons. In other words, they teach the child how to go out and commit fornication. And then once she fornicates, she gets impregnated. What they want to do is they want to take the little girl down to Planned Parenthood, have the baby murdered, and then you have the school nurse look at your child, if you allow this to go this far, friends, to look at your child and say, you don't even have to tell your parents. This is nothing more than usurping the parental rights. This is nothing more than teaching kids how to murder. You can even ask abortionists what happens inside, what their job is to do. And they just want to make sure that they can have two or three abortions per child. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, that was in a documentary that we watched that basically the statistics are is when they come in, that when kids call and they're devastated because they're pregnant, they're supposed to be calling this counseling center. And the lady that did perform the abortion clinic down in Texas, she now is out of it. She said that, no, they weren't counselors. They were telemarketers. And their whole purpose was to twist their arms
to
get them to have abortions.
Even if they weren't pregnant, they still lied to the girls.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to come back and talk about abortion today and Planned Parenthood. Sit down, folks. This is gruesome. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about Planned Parenthood and their murder schemes. It's interesting, Carrie just actually shared with me just a second ago here that during their visits to Planned Parenthood would actually give them bad prophylactics or condoms in hopes that they would get the girl pregnant so they could make a little money off murdering a baby. When you look at Planned Parenthood, friends, you can't look at them as an upright organization in any sense of the word, because everything they do, just like this administration, they lie. And it's about money. They're God. And really, that's what it comes down to. But when we look at that through scriptural eyes and spiritual eyes, we have to understand that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And a little common sense comes into play again. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, we can see that it's illegal. We can see that it's never been law. I don't know how it's passed by the American people's muster as to actually believe that for some reason this is justifiable. No, it's not justifiable in any sense of the word. Let me give you a little stats here. In 2009, Planned Parenthood murdered 332,278 babies. Yes, I said murdered. And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood provided prenatal services to merely 7,021 women and referred only 977 women for adoption services. I mean, could there be a correlation between abortion and suicide amongst our kids, friends? There absolutely is. You reap what you sow. Planned Parenthood even pressures women to have an abortion right away, and if not, they will have to pay more the longer that they wait. For example, an abortion at 10 weeks typically costs about $320 to $500, which much of it, by the way, is unaccounted for. At 16 weeks, an abortion costs about $500 to $700. At 20 weeks or later, an abortion costs about $1,000 to $2,000 more. Ex-abortionists who have left the industry said it was their goal to make each pregnant girl who comes in for counseling kill one to three of their babies again. That is per person. Why would that be their goal? What could possibly, friends, be going through their minds to want to kill an innocent baby in the womb? I've shared in the past out of the 339 schools that we've done, going on 340 coming up here Friday, I've had one student out of hundreds of thousands of students across this country, friends. One student. Bradley, I have a problem. I have an issue with the topic of abortion. And I said to this little girl, you know, 16, 17 years old, this is 10 years ago, I said to her, I said, well, it's a good thing Mama didn't have an issue with it. And that was the end of the discussion. There's no debate. Friends, the only ones that advocate abortion are those that have aborted. They want to murder. They want you to be just as guilty as them. And that's really, truly what it comes down to. And by the way, don't listen to what I have to say. Listen to what they have to say. Look at the fruit of the industry, friends. What is it? Death. That's all that's around them, is a little death here and a little death there. Let me give you an example. Portland, Oregon, October 31st. Last week, former clinic worker Kimberly Bingington filed suit against Lovejoy Surgery Center, an abortion clinic in Portland, Oregon, alleging that a nurse fondled abortion patients while they were under anesthesia, exposed her own breasts to coworkers. Bingington says that Lovejoy Surgery Center's operating room supervisor, Evie Gredwall, committed the molestations and that she drew a bird on one sedated woman in an incident Gradwall bragged about on Facebook. Are these people normal in the head? Is there anything right about these people? Let me ask you this, America. Is there anything right about a society that accepts abortion? Has not that country lost its soul? To not protect the most innocent of us and amongst us in the mother's womb? Animals don't even do that, friends. But look at the kind of people that are aborting your baby. Let me go back to Gradwall. According to the lawsuit, she had her breast surgically augmented, blown up, a boob job they call it, then exposed herself to employees at the clinic and urged them to fondle her. She allegedly boasted about her sex life at the office in front of staff and patients and engaged in other inappropriate behavior at the workplace that created a hostile work environment. Bennington also says that Gradwall pressured her to engage in an extramarital affair with one of Gradwall's sex partners. When Bennington refused to go along, she says Gradwall began to mistreat her and in one instant threw a hanger at her. Bennington also says she was told to lie to state inspectors about Gradwall being the surgical supervisor when in fact another unlicensed worker supervised abortion surgeries at Lovejoy. So it's not about the health of the girl, and it's not about being around healthy people to kill an innocent child, is it, friends? A doctor whose abortion clinic was filthy, foul-smelling, house of horrors, it was called, that was overlooked by regulators for years, was charged Wednesday with murder. Speaking of abortion, friends, accused of delivering 7 babies alive and then using scissors to kill the baby. Did you hear what I said? But they have rights under the law? I can't find it in the Constitution. I can't find it in our founding documents. I can't find it in the Word of God where they have a right to kill anybody. Hundreds of other babies likely died in the squalid clinic that Dr. Kermit Gonsnell ran from 1979, to 2010 in the Philadelphia district. Attorney Seth Williams said in a news conference, "My comprehension of the English language cannot adequately describe the barbaric nature of this doctor that commits abortions." I did an event last night, and this is why I'm on this topic today. I had a mother come up to me, and she's got a friend that's a nurse in a hospital in Michigan here. And she said this nurse went down and witnessed some of the things that were taking place during abortions. And as I said at the beginning of the hour, the more I learn of this, the more I'm appalled. To think that we go to sleep at night, and this government advocates murder and protects these murderous doctors violating innocent life in the woman's womb. And they encourage it, and they advocate it. She told me that her nurse friend started to witness what the doctors would do. If the babies were born alive, she said, the doctors would take the babies and they would put them on shelves for up to 7 hours until they dehydrated and died. America, is this you? Am I talking to America? God has shed his grace upon you? I know America is divided because of socialism and communism, and this administration is doing its best to divide and conquer. But America, can you just hear me from your heart? God speaks to the heart, not the head. Is this us that will allow an administration, and by the way, they want to force you to become an abortionist just like themselves. They want you to pay for murder, this administration. Folks, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. It's time to quit playing games in the courts. It's time to quit standing back and sitting back and watching the courts wrest judgment and pervert judgment while babies are being murdered in the womb. And again, let me remind you, this administration wants to mandate that you help murder. America, this isn't you. I want to tell you that right now. This isn't you. God bless America. Yep. God bless America. How about we bless them little kids that God gave us? Them are gifts from heaven, friends. They're not obstacles or stumbling blocks. Let me go back to this attorney, Williams, said he might seek the death penalty for Gosnell, who with 9 of his associates, including his wife, was arrested on Wednesday. These are murders. Gosnell was charged with murder, infanticide, conspiracy, abortion at 24 or more weeks, and other charges. In a nearly 300-page grand jury report filled with ghastly, stomach-turning detail, prosecutors said Pennsylvania regulators ignored complaints. Listen carefully. Because they're told to ignore the complaints. Prosecutors said Pennsylvania regulators ignore complaints. They ignored complaints of barbaric conditions at Gosnell's clinic, which catered to poor immigrant and minority women in the city's impoverished West Philadelphia section. I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to talk to hopefully my Hispanic friends and my black friends out there. And I want you to understand something. Will you stand behind the man in this White House? I want you to understand he advocates himself as the executioner of your race. And by the way, I want to make myself real clear. I didn't say that. Margaret Sanger said that from Planned Parenthood. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll come right back and talk some more about some of this ghastly, horrific crimes being committed about in this country to innocent babies. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 chicks later. and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about abortion and this murderous administration towards innocent babies in the womb, and hoping that the American people don't fall under the delusion that everything is normal and this is a normal procedure that takes place with us as a country, because it doesn't. And it's not only, friends, is it wrong. I heard a politician up at the Tea Party yesterday. He kept talking about how wrong it was what the liberals were doing, how wrong it was what the liberals were doing. No, it's not wrong, sir. It's illegal. It's illegal. See, when you're ruled by law, then you magnify the law.
Well, think about that in terms of a police officer. When he comes to a criminal, what does he say to the criminal?
Oh, he says he's wrong. Yeah.
You know, you're wrong in what you're doing.
Go along.
That's right. No, he has the cuffs, he has the authority, and he puts them on the criminal and says, "You have committed the crime, and it's over with. You're done. No more moving forward, no debating. You're arrested, you're going to jail right now."
Yeah.
And that's exactly what needs to happen.
How come politicians aren't talking that way?
That's right.
Politician, by the way, politician is not a good word. Mm-hmm. It's political.
Yep.
It's political. It political. It's very political. And political or politician means cunning. Did you know that? Cunning.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it means cunning.
So it's like a fox, right?
Yeah.
And
Heather, check this out.
Fox.
Yeah, no, just, or if you got it, go ahead and throw it up, because I don't want to mess up my computer here. Mm-hmm. But it means cunning.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. Friends, we're supposed to have statesmen and stateswomen.
Yep.
But we have politicians instead. And politicians don't give it black and white. They give it gray,
mm-hmm,
or lukewarm. Because that's where they operate.
Yep.
And when you hear a man that cannot say lawful or unlawful, legal or illegal, you're dealing with a politician.
That's right.
You know, I remember one time in particular, Michelle Bachmann asked Tim Geithner, this is right at the beginning of this criminal's administration.
Yeah.
And this criminal was being questioned by Michelle Bachmann, and she said, "Can you tell me where it says that in the Constitution?" He could not tell her where anything said, or said anything, guys,
no,
in the Constitution anywhere.
No.
Because it wasn't there.
That's right.
And this criminal knew it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Why can't we just get down to the nitty-gritty, folks, and let the rubber meet the road? Mm-hmm. And when America wakes up to that, we're going to have resolve. We're going to have peace, and we're going to have a future, and we're going to have hope. Mm-hmm. And hope, again, as I've said so many times, friends, is found in what we do with the truth that's been given with
us. Otherwise, it's not materialized hope.
It's not.
And when you bring hope, you have an objective that you're going for. And that objective, at all costs, must happen. You know, we're talking about people, why politicians are so bland with everything. They use a big, broad brush because they feel that my job is to please my constituency. That's where they're wrong. They will please their constituency if they please their God.
That's right.
And if in pleasing their God...
You can't love your constituency, Jake, until you first love God with your heart, your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength.
And this goes back to who gave rights. Obviously, God did. And what is God's commandments and what is God's
commandments?
Directions? When Christ said the greatest two commandments is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, without which, I can't love my neighbor as myself. Because I secretly love myself more than my neighbor, I use my neighbor as love towards myself. But when I love God with all things, I put myself down, I embrace my cross, and I will lay my life down for people.
That's right.
Now, ultimately speaking, it was the people that hung Christ on the cross,
yep,
through manipulation by political leaders. But if you hear that, that was the greatest sign of love to the people, was Christ's redemption back to the people.
Yeah.
And as leaders, we
and
have to follow
judgment
the
to the wicked.
It was.
Yes.
It was.
Not getting away from
and
that.
And then
one.
When Christ stood before his father said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." It said it even pleased him. If you read in Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah 58, where it talks about Christ's account and how it pleased the Father what he did. By his wisdom did he justify many. What was that wisdom? Pleasing God first. Yeah. And so as a politician, you stand on God's standards. They don't change. Truth cannot change. It cannot be bought. It cannot be moved. It cannot be compromised. And isn't that the politician's favorite word?
Yeah.
We have to compromise here.
Yeah, yeah. Let me say this. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice or judgment. And that's exactly what these men did. That's what these men do, these politicians. They're so soft on their own crimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're not hard on anybody else's crimes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you see. And I noticed this, by the way, you know, and this is supposed to be a hero politician here in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to challenge him for a minute. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But, of course, he left.
Yeah.
And I will call these guys out. I did it in Maryland.
Yeah.
And I just want to give it to them right in front of the people. Put their feet in the fire.
That's right.
But what was interesting is right away, he said, you know, I got a little heat for standing on the principles of who we are. And I'm sitting in the back saying, so what?
Hey, poor guy.
That's your job.
That's right.
You didn't talk about how awesome it was when you first walked in here and people clapped when you came in. How come you didn't highlight that?
Mm-hmm.
You just wanted to highlight to everybody what you had to go through and what you had to endure to stand on the principles that people put you there to preserve.
Mm-hmm. The least of your duty, right?
No. What I'm saying is men love the praise of men.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have to bear the cross, see, everybody wants the crown, but nobody wants to bear the cross.
That's right.
So, anyways, let's get back to the topic of abortion. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, in order to avoid the cross, what does man do? They have to compromise, because once that cross comes, well, then I'm going to change, I'm going to shift, I'm going to squirm around that cross. And what happens? Everybody in society
America
eats
loses
the pill of it. We keep losing ground.
Yeah, yeah. You know, isn't it interesting if we look back at how many presidents, even Ronald Reagan, friends, we have some friends that knew Ronald Reagan. They were a part of his cabinet, and he, you know, he talked about abortion and pro-life, so on and so forth. And the fact of the matter is Ronald Reagan said, you know, I can't do that. Stop abortion. And if we go back and just look a little bit deeper, remember when Clinton said, actually after Reagan, he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
So that apparently Mr. Ronald Reagan knew of that government at the time, too, that he had no control over, that he couldn't stop abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But how many Republicans, friends, just to show you how corrupt they are as well, how many Republicans have stopped abortion? They all talk about how many abortions did George Bush stop?
None.
W and senior. How many did Ronald Reagan stop? See, but the thing is they can go ahead and pass it over, and the people can give them a pass on it. But I'll tell you what, when they stand in front of God, it's all over, because God's going to look back at them and say, I allowed you to be put into
That
position, and you did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to look, and God's going to look at them and say, so who am I supposed to hold accountable, Ronald? Somebody else? Mm-hmm. Or should I look at the person that you couldn't control or overpower? Ronald, you were the president of the United States. America would have stood behind you, but you did nothing.
Yeah.
Do you think Ronald's going to get a pass? Do you think George Sr. is going to get a pass? Do you think George W.? No, folks. These are politicians. They're appeasing the people. They're cunning, and that's the bottom line. Now, we're talking about life here, and let's go back to the topic of abortion. I want to go back just a little bit. There was a girl named Nicole Beecroft in the state of Minnesota, and what she did, friends, is she was 17 years old, and she took her baby. She had it inside of a laundry room, and when she had it inside of the laundry room, she stabbed the baby 135 times. She stood in front of a good judge in the state of Minnesota, and that judge pronounced a life sentence on her. That was right.
Yep.
That was exactly right. But you know what's interesting about all this, friends, is Nicole was told that that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, in some instances, a doctor could have killed her child and would have been paid to do the exact same thing that Nicole just went to prison for the rest of her life. That is a contradiction, and I'll tell you what it's about right there. Who's making the money?
Mm-hmm.
How can they remain free?
That's right.
And the other question is who taught Nicole to stab that baby 135 times? What do they do? Go ahead and watch abortion. Go online, and you can watch an abortion online, friends, and see what they do.
Yep.
It's horrendous. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. They are cutting that baby up if they're not sticking saline down its neck.
Yep.
Or if they're not chopping or crushing the baby's skull.
Yep.
Or dismembering the baby. But you can see when they put the saline inside of the womb, you can see the baby squirming to try to preserve its own life.
Yep.
And it's incredible that the American people don't take the time to see that those little people are one of us in our life. Oh, I know. We hear all the time, folks, from the communist murderers that advocate the murder of babies, because they are murderers.
Yep.
We hear all the time, they're fetuses. We hear this murderer and this administration talking about the topic of abortion. Oh, they're fetuses, they're fetuses, they're fetuses. Well, what the stink are you, Mr. President? You're a grown-up fetus, right? Isn't that interesting?
It's fully contradictory because...
In every sense of the word.
When you bring up the point, you go to a hospital... A doctor does the same thing that this little girl does, yet she goes to prison. How about when a person is killed that has a baby in her womb? These topics, I think to myself, okay, I've said this a million times. When a woman is murdered that's pregnant, it's double homicide, right?
Yep,
now, how in the world,
Supreme Court says, yep.
How in the world does a doctor get a pass to go inside of the woman, kill the baby, and now we called it women's health or women's reproductive
nothing
health?
Nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with it. Why? Because you crossed the fundamental line where you destroyed life. Life begins what? We're not born equal. We're not... We're created equal.
Let's just go here. Let's end debate right here. You're going to answer to God for what you advocate Judgment Day.
That's
and
exactly.
I want you to remember, friends, especially them that advocate and allow... And by the way, your tolerance is allowing these crimes to persist on a daily basis in
that's
our
right.
country. You will answer to God for every idle thought, and every idle deed.
Yep.
In other words, what you didn't do when you knew you should have did it.
Yeah.
On Judgment Day. And keep in mind, friends, he's a good judge. And good judges don't let crime pass.
That's right.
They see the axe fall.
That's right. And good people don't do crime, and good people don't allow crime.
That's right.
Good people don't watch criminals and say, oh, well, there's nothing that I can do. No matter what sector they're in, if they're in private or civil sector, you don't watch crime and give a pass on
it.
No.
Because at length, it's going to come back and bite you.
That will.
And
that's a natural
term of it.
If it's
not you, it's going to be your kids.
That's right. And that's a natural reaction or response of it or fruit of it. We're talking spiritually, and you hit it right on the head. What needs to be preached is you will give an account to God for that.
Amen.
No debate anymore.
Nope.
No, well, I'm not really sure if it's a life or I'm not really sure if it's legal. That's your opinion.
But I love God. I love God. And
really?
He'll forgive. Really, if you love God, then why don't you keep his commandments? Because he didn't give you suggestions, friends.
And you just lay it to his conscience again. You will give an account to God for that.
Did you know that in Orlando they're actually passing out coupons for little girls to have abortions?
Yep.
They're passing out coupons, friends. See how you're emboldening these people? This is incredible. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Oh. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Now let's get to the nitty-gritty here, friends, with the organization Planned Parenthood. Of course, that's not what they stand for. It has nothing to do with parenthood. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Margaret Sanger, the founder, said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. What kind of a reprobate, what kind of a community would allow this behavior in their backyard, in their cities, in their communities, in their states, in their country? Who would want to affiliate themselves with people like this? Listen to what she said again. The most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it, said Margaret Sanger. How come she wasn't put into prison back then? Mm-hmm. Back then, she would have been executed for bringing forth this kind of fruit.
Yep.
Indeed.
People said, well, you know, she hasn't committed a crime. It's freedom of speech.
It's just talk.
Yep.
Really? So well, let's try that freedom of speech towards this criminal administration. Mm-hmm. How far would that go?
Yep.
Yeah. It wouldn't fly, would it?
When the criminal's freedom of speech is taken away, you don't have crime anymore. 3,700 babies because somebody said, well, it's freedom of speech. 3,700 of our citizens in America die every day.
Yeah, so now it went from freedom of speech to freedom of deed. Freedom to murder.
Freedom of death.
Just think about that. And that's on America's watch.
And that's always the progression with sin. When Martin Luther King Jr. said that an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Why? Because you've just embarked on a new journey. You've crossed an absolute line, and so you will absolutely continue until you are absolutely stopped, which is what justice does.
Amen. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said this on Blacks. listening to my black friends and my Hispanic friends that support this criminal in the White House on blacks and immigrants and indigents, said Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. Human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should never have been born. Interesting. She goes on, the extermination of blacks, said Margaret Sanger from Planned Parenthood. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said, the minister's work is also important and he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal we hope to reach. So how do you suppose they would train up that minister? And who do you suppose they would need to preach that message? How about Barack Hussein Obama? Because nobody advocates abortion more than this man, huh, friends?
That's right.
Got a picture of him right in front of me. Oh, by the way, Margaret Sanger is also one that would go and preach to the KKK.
Yeah.
Back in the 30s and 40s.
Find that at Sons of Liberty on Facebook. See the poster. Picture. Margaret Sanger is sitting in front of a bunch of these monkeys with white sheets on their heads.
Clowns.
Yeah. And all you idiots in the KKK.
And they think they're the elite.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the KKK is a Democratic arm.
Yeah.
For those that didn't know. So when you see black voters and Hispanic voters voting for Obama.
Just Democrats.
Just think about the ignorance involved here, friends.
He's a Democrat. Vote for him. There's our executioner. Let's vote for him.
Totally. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's another criminal. She really is. Yeah. Look at her voting record. What has she voted, friends, lawfully? What are the topics that she's... Where did she enforce the laws of our republic? She's over in Egypt a couple months ago telling that country not to blueprint their constitution after the America's version.
And we
have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Listen to what she said concerning abortion. Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we didn't want to have too many of. Guilty as charged.
Too many black people?
Listen, she said it. Guilty as charged. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. She knew exactly the intent and the purpose.
About population growth and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. In her confusion, she blurted out the truth. They always do.
Yep.
It's like Maxine Waters when she gets caught on talking about socialism.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to socialize.
And she was neck deep in it, friends. Listen, back to justifying abortion through a lie. 1% rape or incest. 6% potential health problems, mother or child. And 93% for social reasons. America has allowed 18 states, the equivalent to 18 states in population, to be aborted in the guise of pro-choice. Just think about that.
I'm going to answer to God for that.
56 million babies, friends. 56 million babies.
You know, in all the assemblies that we've done, when we talk about this topic, and this is in schools, prisons, no matter where we're at, the first thing that youth do is they stand up and say, what?
Yep.
This is not what we were taught an abortion is.
Yeah.
That is a human life. You've killed my brother, my sister, my cousin, my generation.
Yeah.
They're going to retaliate, folks.
Yeah.
They're going to. And they're going to be the generations to do
they
it.
Are.
And not rationalize it and say,
is that
doesn't affect me.
Jake, is that why all these abortion clinics are being shut down in this country right
Somebody's
now?
Somebody's getting active.
Amen. And it's the younger generation
Amen.
That are saying, you're not killing my generation anymore. Friends, I want you to understand something. You live in a society today. I want you to think about this. You live in a society that accepts the abortion of 3,700 babies, the murder of 3,700 babies a day in a country that does not tolerate, this government does not tolerate you to tamper with an eagle's egg. You're dealing with a mentality, friends, that is completely sick and reprobate.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean you no good. And they prove it to you on a daily basis. It's illegal to kill whales, but it's okay to abort 3,700 babies a day in this country, to murder 3,700 babies a day in this country. This is
They protect trees, but yet somebody who stands outside of an abortion clinic and tries to counsel a young lady into keeping her child gets thrown in jail?
Or Attorney General of the Department of Injustice, Mr. Eric Holder, the criminal himself, what does he do? He goes after the woman that stands there to try to protect life. And that failed, by the way.
Yes, it did.
Friends, it's illegal to pick flowers in the state of Minnesota. But this government advocates, endorses the murder of 3,700 babies in the womb every day.
So the state parks protect their flowers, but state funds are used to abort babies.
Well, let's ask the next question. Who is that government? Mm-hmm. Jake, who is that government?
That's right.
The people.
The people. You can't get away from it. No. So then the responsibility falls on us, and now we have to say, well, now what are we going to do? It's so easy to say, well, it's the government or them.
Yeah. They do it all the time. They're taught to do that through the state-run media. Yeah. And then what this government wants to show you, that they want to show you that you can do nothing about
nothing,
it.
Nothing
Friends,
about
your sin
either.
Is before God.
Yep.
That's where you receive your power. Yep.
You know, and last night we spoke to the Ottawa County Patriots. Monday we're at the Plainwell Patriots. Tonight we're going to be up in another meeting in a couple hours. That will be determined. On Sons of Liberty Radio, you can see the pictures. I will tell you the response to this room. And they had to bring chairs in two different times. It was packed. We couldn't even have more people in this room. The response was, oh my goodness, this is my duty. And oh my goodness, I can be so much more effective than what I am being right now. There was conviction of the Holy Ghost. Men's eyes were set before their God, their Creator. Because that conviction will follow them all the time. It's not like when you're around mom and dad of the police officers, you have to behave. When you realize all things that you do, and every idle word you give an account for before God, that's the preacher's job, folks. And I will tell you, everyone who supports this ministry, we thank you so much for what you're doing, and that is the fruit of the seed that you are sowing. Literally every event that we do, people's hearts are turned back unto God.
Every
fathers to the sons, the sons to the fathers.
And that is the truth of that's the truth before God right there.
Yes, it is.
Every single time somebody comes up to me, old people love this message, by the way.
Do,
and the younger generation, they're always shocked and they cling on.
Yes.
You know what's interesting is every single one, and again, truth before God, I wish I'd have brought more people.
Yep.
I wish I'd have brought more people. Jake was on the radio this morning actually getting people ready for, is it tonight's event or tomorrow's event?
Tomorrow's event.
Okay, then we got one on Friday, too.
Yep.
So we are literally just out there kicking it. Friends, we really do need your support. We need support to keep us out here.
You got it.
And that's the only way that we can survive this.
And if you want to know how to do that, somebody asked me this morning, so what are you doing long term? Folks, we are building a network of people, sons and daughters of liberty. Nothing different than what our founders did. Samuel Adams, Mr. Otis, John Hancock. They created networks of people, and then they got information disseminated out, and they lit brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men. Not literal brush fires, you whack jobs.
Yes.
I'm talking about brush fires in the hearts
McMillan,
of men.
Jake McMillan, Sons of Liberty, talking about starting. Fires.
He's an arsonist. Sons of Liberty. Become a son or daughter of Liberty on sonsoflibertycom, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a little icon there. Click on it. There's a variety of ways you can be involved, whether it's sharing Facebook posts or whether it's sharing commentaries or the radio station or becoming a financial donor. There's a number of ways you can do to impact culture right now. Folks, they are on their heels thinking, gosh, if we just get one more step, we can pull this off, knowing there's nothing behind them. We push, they fall.
Amen. And that's all the American people need to do, is stand together. And friends, it's time to stand together.
Amen.
Because we're going to win the day in Jesus' name. No king but King Jesus. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk to you in 23 hours, live from Michigan, all week long. Get another 2 days of tea parties and then a school.
You got it.
Yes.
It's a good week.
sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23 hours.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.